The Adventures of Lefko, Fairy Tale, by Victoria Zonova. It is dedicated to my beloved son, Leva, an inventor and a funny man who inspires me every day. Changes in the Maple City. In one far, far way, and maybe even very close to the Maple City, in which it constantly pours rain from colorful marmalades, there lived a brave, kind, and weather-wise boy named Lefko. He loved the magic marmalade that is brewed in the cauldron of wisdom on the Tower of Omniscience. Having tasted these jelly drops and made a wish, you, like Lev, can be sure of its indispensable execution. In addition to the magic cauldron, there is a crystal of joy in the Tower of Omniscience, which makes the residents of the city happy. It is located on the clock tower, and the sun rays always play in it, filling the city with a magical glow. And in the very depths of the tower, in the ancient library, there is a book of wisdom on the table. Any resident of the Maple City can come and look at its pages, find out the answers to your question. The Book of Wisdom helps everyone to make the right decision when in doubt. Therefore, the residents of the Maple City are the kindest creatures. They live in peace and joy. There are ringing trills here, little girls whose singing makes the trees rustle with leaves. There are also rainy shamans here, lovely boys who call for showers with their games, and also fragrant wings, cheerful grandmothers who always walk in pairs and cook marmalade and jam. And you can also meet unrestrained bumblebees, playful, nimble cats who love to play catch-up and hide-and-seek on the maples of the city and on its paths. And of course, there are sunny highlights in the Maple City, fairy mothers who give love and light up everything around with a gentle light just by their presence. Many other cute inhabitants can also be found in the city. They all share a love of life, wisdom, and kindness. But one day, one of the summer days, something unprecedented happened in the Maple City. At first, no one could understand what was going on. There was no more rain of marmalades, no rustling of leaves underfoot, no aromas of apple and strawberry jam, and no one was singing anymore. In an instant, all the ordinary residents became sad and stupid, as if they were bewitched. And one very respected grandfather even put skis on his feet and a butterfly net instead of a cap. In this form, one of the rainy shamans, a boy already familiar to us named Lefko, found grandfather in the central square. What happened? Who could dare to do such a bad thing and upset the residents of our city? The boy was perplexed. Let's find out, suggested Lefko's best friend, who also saw and understood everything that happened in the city. And who do you think was Lefko's best friend? They were and are the cat Poundsqueak from the tribe of unrestrained sniffers. Only the boy Lefko and the grey cat Shustrik were the ones who were not affected by the ominous changes. The friends went to the Tower of Omniscience to find out in the Book of Wisdom what had happened. When they came to the tower, then they noticed that the crystal of joy from the tower clock had disappeared. And when they got to the library, where the Book of Wisdom was kept, they saw an empty table. So our daredevils understood that the crystal of joy and the Book of Wisdom were missing. The time for adventure has come, my friends decided. The first adventure. Through the strawberry glade to the wise owl. First, we will go through a strawberry glade into the depths of a dark pine forest to an old pine tree, in the hollow of which an old wise talking owl lives. She knows everything about everything, has flown everywhere and seen everything. She will tell us where to look for the mysterious kidnapper, Lev said to the cat, throwing a magic backpack over his shoulder. Murr, Pounsquick moved questioningly. It was a smart cat, although a little wayward.
I don't like owls, murr,
the cat said with displeasure.
Owls always turn up their noses, as if they are smarter than everyone else, and they also hunt my mice. Harmful owls, murr. But I really love strawberries, and therefore I agree, so let's go through the strawberry meadow, murr.
And they went.
It was a wonderful day. The sun was shining brightly over the strawberry glade. Birds were chirping. There was not a cloud in the sky.
Having eaten enough strawberries, the friends went to the edge of the forest. And as soon as they stepped into it, they shuddered with fear, because the forest closed behind them and it became dark.
It was a living forest. Mom always said that trees are alive, since they also grow like children, and you can't offend them, Lev whispered to the cat, who hid under the head of a large mushroom from fright.
We will not offend you, trees. We are good.
Despite his fear, the boy said loudly. And at that moment, the trees parted, and the sun came out. It illuminated a thin path leading deep into the forest to an old pine tree.
Don't fall behind, Snitter, Levka shouted to the cat.
The cat jumped out from under a big red mushroom and ran ahead. Now he stopped being afraid, since his friend is not afraid. They walked along the path and hummed their favorite song, and they got to the place. And now a huge, old pine tree appeared before their eyes, from the hollow of which large round eyes were looking at them attentively.
So, who is this wandering around here? Woohoo! No way, a boy and a cat!
A big white owl laughed in a hollow voice in the hollow.
No one voluntarily wanders so far from home alone and without parents. Woohoo! If I was so wise and all-knowing, I would have decided that you were not at home and ran away to the forest so that you wouldn't be punished,
the owl continued.
She's also a prig, snorted Snitter.
But I know you're a good boy and you've come for advice,
the owl finished, winking at Levka with a sleepy eye.
Hello, wise owl. You are right, Levka greeted the owl. After all, he knew that you should always say hello and be polite.
I need some advice. Tell me, please, do you know who stole the ancient book of wisdom and the magic crystal of joy from the Maple City? Do you know where they are now?